tell you love that.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a goon?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm about to f*** this up.
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Trying to figure out this mic. All right.
Charlamagne Tha God's a little late. It's, oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yes, it is Wednesday.
Yes, crazy day yesterday.
Yeah, let's start off by saying rest in peace, and we send our condolences to anybody that was affected by the terrorist attack yesterday.
Yes.
That's what they're calling it, a terrorist attack. If you haven't heard, you want to explain to the people what happened if they haven't heard. Because when I was in the club last night, some people still didn't know what was going on.
Right. 8 people were killed. We'll tell you the whole story in front page news. But a man who had claimed allegiance to ISIS is the person who rented a Home Depot truck and drove his car into a crowd of people. That's where a lot of people, it's like on the West Side Highway in downtown New York, kind of in the financial district where people kind of run, they go bike riding. And ended up killing 8 people, but we'll give you a lot more information in front page news.
Such a cowardly act, and I never understood why somebody would just, you know, randomly kill innocent people. You know, these people are riding bikes, they're young kids, they're adults, they're working out, they're just hanging out by the water, and this guy rents a truck and just says, you know, I'm just going to kill them all.
Right, so we'll tell you exactly what happened. He was actually living in New Jersey, in Paterson, New Jersey.
Right, in Paterson,
time.
New Jersey, which is very sad. And I just never understand it. And it's very close to the radio station, and my daughter seen it, and she was upset. She was, you know, concerned. She was like, Dad, you could have been, you know, around there, and he could have been riding and decided to do it early and run into you, and I wouldn't have no dad. And I was like, yeah, absolutely right, but people are crazy, and you just can't explain crazy. And it's very sad.
And yesterday was also Halloween, and there was a parade over there. They did actually, afterward, continue on just to show that we're not going to be intimidated by these acts of terrorism. But we'll talk about that. Now, I know yesterday you and Charlamagne came in here all dressed up.
Yeah, we were dressed up. I love Halloween. I have 5 kids, so it gives me the opportunity. I love taking them trick-or-treating. And in our neighborhood, there's one neighborhood that everybody goes in town. It's a little area where everybody goes, and there's different houses. Like, there's a donut house. This guy makes donuts every year.
He makes
donuts fresh. So he makes about maybe 2,000 donuts, but he constantly makes them. So when you go to the house trick-or-treat, he gives you a warm donut, and it's dope. Then there's a hot dog house where this guy makes hot dogs all night, and kids just go get hot dogs. And
Does he make turkey dogs too, or chicken dogs, or just?
I didn't ask. I didn't
pork.
Go. You know, I don't know what it is, but we, you know, you go, and it's just so much fun, and the kids really got to experience Halloween. And
now, Envy, you're from Queens. Were you allowed to go trick or treating as a kid?
On my block, you know, there were certain houses that my mom knew that you
people
could go
were
to.
Horrified yesterday because I never was allowed to go trick or treating as a kid.
Nah, I was allowed to go to the houses that, you know, I mean, it was my neighborhood. So my mom be like, you can go to Miss Hill's house. You could go to Miss Curtis' house. You can go to that. Like, there were certain houses that we can go to, and my parents would take me. And, you know, for us, you know, like last night, there was maybe 200 kids trick-or-treating.
Guess what?
It was a lot of kids.
Guess how many kids rang my bell in Bed-Stuy? None.
Really?
Not one person. People don't go trick-or-treating like that in Brooklyn.
I don't know. They were trick-or-treating out in Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey, I think, is more of a thing. But I think in Brooklyn, it's more like, we're going to go to another neighborhood and go trick-or-treat. We'll go to Jersey.
Right. And then I got to explain to my son.
Nobody rang the bell.
My son is the one where they be like, and he goes trick-or-treat, and then they take one, and he just starts taking mad candy. I'm like, you can only take one. He goes, why, Dad? They're giving it to me. No, you can only take one piece
Sounds
of candy.
Sounds like his father's son.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. This morning, Maury will be joining us, so we'll kick it with Maury today, and let's get the show cracking. Front page news will tell you about the terrorist attack that happened yesterday in New York City. We got to tell you about your president's response and all that, but right now, here's Yo Gotti, Rake It Up. I was at Angels last night, the strip club for Halloween. Very interesting.
You went just as, what, a bartender?
Nah, I was dressed as DJ Envy last night. I was done with Halloween. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Charlamagne's on his way. He's running a little late. There's a little extra traffic because of the, what happened last night, what happened yesterday in the city. Now, if you don't know, there was a terror attack against New York.
Right now, a 29-year-old man drove a truck into a crowd. This happened yesterday. 8 people were killed. Mm-hmm. 13 people were injured. This is the deadliest terror attack to hit New York City since 9/11. And it was also during a time of the traditional Halloween parade right after the attack, which they still did continue to do with a lot of police officers around. Now, here is what New York Mayor Bill de Blasio had to say.
Let me be clear that based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror and a particularly cowardly act of terror aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea what was about to hit them.
Now, here is what one witness describes happening at the scene.
Mangled. One gentleman's leg was hanging by skin. The other gentleman had tire marks going across his chest. His eyes were open. You could tell, because I saw a paramedic running towards me, and I said, look, the two bodies are here.
Poor girl was stuck on, you know, right above the wheel well. There were two very nice-looking kids that were just, like, stuck by the window. It was all blown out.
That's
all right,
sad,
they
man.
Do have a suspect in custody. He was shot. He was apprehended.
He should have been killed.
And he has been questioned already, so he I guess he's in stable condition. His name is Saifulo Saipov, and he got a rented pickup truck from Home Depot, and that's when he drove that pickup truck onto a busy bike path that's right near the World Trade Center. He crashed the truck into a school bus, and then he got out of the truck, and he had imitation firearms. That's when the police officer shot him
right in
the abdomen, and he underwent surgery. They did find a note also. That note was written in English, claiming that he did all of this in the name of ISIS. Now, he's from Uzbekistan, and the president of Uzbekistan has said that they will use all means necessary to help the investigation into this terrorist attack. And the police officer is identified as Ryan Nash. The police officer that shot Saipov is Ryan Nash. Now, Saipov came to the United States in 2010. And he was actually just most recently living in Paterson, New Jersey. He was an Uber driver for the past 6 months.
That's
also
scary.
Mm-hmm.
That is scary.
Yeah, it's better off that they didn't kill him, though, so they can get more information out of him. And they still got the West Side on siege this morning.
Yeah, a lot of times they usually get no information because they usually don't talk, and they just usually get life in prison. But I want to say there was one brother out there. I don't know what it was, but when he jumped out the car and started running, the brother was chasing him. And I was like, man, that is a hero, because the guy had the fake gun, and you didn't know it was fake or nothing.
Right.
But the brother was out there like, nah, and was chasing, and I was like, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He didn't care what happens. He didn't care what that weapon he had. Give him a round of applause, because that guy was chasing that man and didn't care.
Now, five of the 8 people that were killed were from Argentina. They were actually here celebrating a school reunion.
Man.
Yeah, so a sad story. The 6th person that was with them was injured.
All right. All right, again, we send our condolences and rest in peace. All right, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you actually went out last night. I am surprised Charlamagne went out. When I seen a picture of Charlamagne going out, I was shocked.
I went out just to take pictures. I'm going to be honest with you.
I
went out just for the grand.
I was shocked.
I was in Lala's party for an hour.
I bet the board up. I was like, I bet you $10 he ain't going to go out.
11,
wow.
Listen. 11:15 to 12:15, baby. Like clockwork.
All
right? When I was leaving, they was like, Charlamagne, why are you leaving the party not lit? I'm like, nah, I'm tired.
Yeah, you know when you
I'm yawning over these Black Panther masks.
You know how I know you're old? I was like, Charlamagne, you ain't going. He was like, yes, I am. I got a babysitter. That's how you know you old.
Not only do I have a babysitter, I had enough time to get me a nap yesterday.
There you go.
I ain't doing nothing without a nap. No moves get made without a nap.
Get it off your chest. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Heather.
Heather, turn your radio down for me, mama.
Hey, Heather.
Okay. Real quick, let me just get this off my chest.
Go ahead, mama.
I've been married for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say I've been holding the back of my family and my 3 kids. Now, my 3 kids came before my husband, but at the same time, when you marry somebody and their kids, what you doing? You're marrying somebody and their kids, right?
Right. No.
Okay.
When you marry somebody, that's right. You got to marry the kids, too. Go ahead.
So you wanted to not keep a job. You wanted to do whatever the f*** you wanted to do.
No cursing.
Well, I'm sorry. My bad. And then when I ask for a divorce, then I'm wrong because you don't even want to pay for the bills. I'm living with my stepfather because I lost my house.
Gosh, this sounds like a mess.
I don't understand what she's mad about this morning. What'd she say?
She's mad about everything. She's mad about her husband. She's mad about his kids. Is she one of divorce?
Yeah, all they good.
Oh, okay.
All right, stop cursing.
You're from Florida, ain't you?
No, I'm from Alabama.
That ain't Florida.
She said no.
Oh, I thought she said yes.
No,
she said from Alabama.
No. I was just in Alabama over the weekend for the classic, too, Mama.
Was you? I should have been. I should have been. But no, I was on lockdown, so, you know, freedom is bringing me a new light.
How about she was on lockdown? Right, I know you was at home with your five kids.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Rich. I want to holler at y'all and say, yo, man, you know, there's a thing that we can make that will limit all of our gas and electricity freezes. And it's up to us to say, hey, it's time to bring this to life. If I told you what it was, you're going to bang your head and say, wow, I should have thought of that. It's so simple. But the point is, I can't just say it like that because you're talking about shutting down gas stations. You're talking about shutting down a lot of industry that has to just reform. I mean, just like the cell phones reform the telephone. This product will reform how we get. We don't need gas stations no more. It's not necessary. We don't need to pay the gas man. We're enslaved by this thing that we pay, the gas, electricity, utilities. Look how much money the country pays on utilities.
What you gonna put in my car to make it run?
Yeah, what is it?
If I told you, then you could say, wow, this is so simple, I can do it.
All right. So you're not going to tell us?
The point is, in order for me to develop it, that's why I called the radio station. So that way, first of all, people know, hey, listen, it's time for us to get on board and say, stop this thing of paying this gas price.
Man, are you high this morning? Speaking of gas, have you been smoking some?
It's gas? What do you smoke?
Listen. You can joke, but when the day comes when you say, you know what? Dude was right.
You ain't telling us nothing.
You have a great morning. Now, you're right, sir. You're right.
No. Hold on. Don't hang up. Listen to me.
Oh, my goodness.
What I need from you guys is I just need someplace to go where I can sit and talk with a confidentiality agreement. So that my product doesn't get stolen.
Doc Brown. Doc Brown, what you want is somebody to sign an NDA so you can pitch your idea. But here's the thing.
It's not a pitching of an idea.
Hang up on him, please.
You should go to Shark Tank.
Hang up on this guy.
Damon from FUBU. He might invest in it.
And he may have a great idea, but the point is his presentation and delivery is all bad.
I don't know what was happening.
We could be missing out, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but
right.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lynn. How are you?
Good morning. Get it off your chest, Mama.
I'm mad, but I'm also blessed. Blessed for waking up this morning.
Yes, indeed.
But I'm mad at the government. They won't labelize the shooter in Las Vegas saying that he's a terrorist. But this non-American, he might be a citizen, but you can tell he's a non-American. They're labeling him as a terrorist. Now, my heart goes out to all the families that lost their lives. But they should label that American also as a terror because that was an act of terror.
Well, I heard certain members of the government label the Las Vegas shooter, label it as an act of terrorism.
Yeah, but Trump's going to go on his Twitter account and start, we're going to start banning Uzbekistan now.
Oh, yeah. But they won't, I understand what you're saying. I thought about that, too. They never call for bans of just like white men.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're scared.
I get it.
Hello, who's this?
This is Trav.
Hey, man, get it off your chest, bro.
Hey.
Oh, this is Trav. You're Trav.
Hold on. I need to know your Instagram because there is somebody that hits me every single time you call in. He said you sound like a snack, and he wants to know what you look like.
They want to shoot their shot with you, Trav.
They want to shoot their shot with me? I don't do that. And I got a man.
Oh, Trav told you.
Okay, sorry, Trav.
All of a sudden, you got a man.
I was just putting it out there. He's a good-looking guy.
All right, Trav. Get it off your chest.
But I was actually calling because I'm mad at everybody acting like Wendy Williams can't catch these jokes when she fell off the stage yesterday. If that was anybody else, she would have been right on her show. Let that have been Chris Brown. She would have been right on her show today talking about how he looked like he was on coke and that's why he fell off the stage. No, Wendy girl, you look like you was on coke and that's why you fell off the stage. And you're going to catch these jokes.
Well, here's the thing. Nobody's exempt from jokes. You're absolutely right. But what I have learned to do is figure out what exactly happened to the person, pray it doesn't happen to me, and then get the jokes.
And then get the jokes.
Yeah.
Let's get more information.
Because whatever happened to her possibly could happen to you, unless it is drugs.
But now that she's okay and has released a statement, which we'll have for you in Rumor Report, maybe it's okay.
Yeah, she claims she was overheated, and she was trying to be shady towards Charlamagne. And she needed to chill out, because I don't like Charlamagne ass either, but she needed to be only certain
excuse
people.
Excuse me, Trav?
He doesn't like your ass.
All of a sudden, you don't like
Charlamagne
me, Trav?
Has yet to give Steve Harvey donkey of the day. Don't let this distract y'all from the fact that Charlamagne has yet to give Steve Harvey donkey of the day.
And he won't.
For talking about
no, I'm Michigan. Not.
He won't.
Thank you, Trav.
Bye.
Gosh, bye.
I like that Trav does call up here every morning with a little attitude when he says, hey, Charlamagne.
Every morning he calls up with attitude. Now, Wendy Williams said her costume was too tight or something like that?
Well, we'll get into that in Rumor Report. We have her whole statement, what she had to say afterward, all of that.
All right. Keep it locked. Rumors on the way. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This is blood shoes.
Cardi B was a very popular Halloween costume yesterday.
I seen
it. Yes, she was.
I seen it.
And Offset. Oh, I was riding around listening to Offset and 21 Savage Without Warning mixtape.
How was it?
Oh, I was in the gym. Oh, it was great gym music. Oh, I got a nice chest workout.
And Metro
leg workout.
Boomin.
I did a leg workout, chest workout combination and some calisthenics yesterday to that Without Warning mixtape, man.
Okay. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Wendy Williams was the Statue of Liberty for Halloween yesterday, and something unfortunate happened in the middle of her show. She actually fainted. Here's how it all went down.
Are you doing a Halloween costume contest? We do it every year. So it was a lot of fun. Let's get started. Our first caress.
Oh, man.
Very symbolic of where America is right now to watch the Statue of Liberty fall. But before we get these jokes off, what happened?
All right. Well, what did happen, according to Wendy, she actually overheated in her costume. She released a statement and said, everybody relax. I'm doing fine. Just need some water and electrolytes. On another note, I slayed and laid Halloween. LOL. Shout out to my magnificent glam squad and Cesar Galindo, the costume designer. More on this tomorrow. Here's what she said.
That was not a stunt. I'm overheated in my costume and I did pass out. But you know what? I'm a champ and I'm back.
Now, I thought about this for a brief second yesterday. Mm-hmm. Wendy is older now, so menopause could be setting in, so heat flashes may cause overheating. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I thought it could be a stroke, and I thought it could be a seizure, or maybe she's just high.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Maybe. Or, and this is my final answer, Wendy passed out to distract people from the fact that she spent 45 seconds talking about her husband's alleged infidelity, but will spend whole shows talking about everybody else's situation, okay?
Well, you worked with Wendy before. You ever seen her
Pass out or fall out before?
No, I definitely never seen that tree fall. But I will say, it was frightening, though. Crazy. It was frightening because for a second, it looked like homie from the Bone Thugs Crossroads video had pulled up and said, pack your wigs, it's time to go. All right? For 2 seconds, Wendy looked like she heard it. I'm going to miss everybody.
And it looked like she seen a ghost or something, the way she was moving.
There ain't no ghost. That's the dude from the Crossroads video with the black trench coat and the black eyes.
Yes, coming to take away.
For two seconds, it looked like he pulled up. It was like, pack your wigs. Let's roll.
Yeah,
all right, now, Cardi B, let's talk about her ring and how much do you think that ring cost her. It's an 8-carat stone surrounded by 2 half-carat pure diamonds and 2 carats worth of pink and white stones. It's custom-made as a raindrop, of course, raindrop. How much do you think that costs?
$100,000.
$550,000.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Offset, damn it.
If he went to my jewelry, he probably would have got it for a lot cheaper. But that's about $500,000 for that.
I like Offset.
And I'm sure they got something off for promoting it because Cardi posted it, tagged the jeweler, Pristine Jewelers.
Oh, probably, yeah.
I enjoy listening to Offset. Y'all need to really go download that 21 Savage and Offset Without Warning. If you like that kind of stuff.
All right, now more people are being called out for sexually harassing and assaulting people. Jeremy Piven is being called out by former co-star from Entourage. You know him.
Okay, Entourage guy.
Yeah.
Ari from Entourage.
Mm-hmm. Ari from Entourage, yes.
Ari.
So, Ariane Bellamar tweeted out, hey, Jeremy Piven, remember when you cornered me in your trailer on the Entourage set? Remember grabbing my boobies on the sofa without asking? And she also said she tried to leave, but Jeremy Piven then grabbed her by the ass and said, look at yourself in the mirror, and said, what a beautiful couple we made.
But you knew that was going to happen, though. That's why a lot of guys didn't come forward when Harvey Weinstein got exposed, because they know they had dirt, too.
Everything's coming up.
You see what happened when Ben Affleck tried to jump out there and act all holier than now? He got called called to the front of the congregation quick.
Now, Andy Dick actually lost a movie role over sexual harassment. He was fired from an independent movie that he was on, Raising Buchanan, Andy Dick.
Oh.
Now, apparently he had some very inappropriate behavior, which included groping people's genitals, unwanted kissing, licking, and sexual propositions of at least four members of the production.
The guy kind of didn't stand a chance. His last name is Dick.
Now, you ain't gonna lick me, though.
He said, I'm gonna tell you how he responded. He said, my middle name is Misconduct. They know what they signed up for.
Whoa.
Then he said, I didn't grope anybody. I might have kissed somebody on the cheek to say goodbye and then licked them. That's my thing. I licked Carrie Fisher at a roast. It's me being funny. He also said that he could not be doing any type of sexual harassment. He said, I'm not trying to sexually harass people. It's just me being funny. I don't grope people anymore. I don't expose myself anymore. I do understand that the temperature in the world right now is delicate.
I'm so glad that Charleston, South Carolina, my birthplace, has better representation than Andy
Dick. Goodness.
At one point, when I used to go on Wikipedia, that's all I would used to see. But now we have guys like Stephen Colbert and Mike Coulter and Viola Davis. I'm so glad that South Carolina has better representation than Andy Dick. I'm not going, not yet. Give me a minute.
He said the temperature in the world right now is delicate. That's right. You can't go around groping people.
Or licking people.
Licking them and sexually propositioning people.
Yeah, I don't know what temperature he's talking about. Sexual assault, sexual harassment, and rape. Been hot. All right.
And he also said that he propositioned his coworkers. He says, I'm single, depressed, lonely, and trying to get a date. They can just say no. And they probably did. And then I was done.
I don't expect much from Andy Dick, though. I don't expect much from him.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, Maury will be in the building. Maury.
Let's talk sexual assault with Maury. I'm sure he's seen his fair share in his day.
Yeah.
I'm sure he tried to hit on his wife, Connie Chung, many a time.
I'm sure. And we'll talk about it when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Our guy is back. Maury. You get tired
of hearing
that?
That's my audience.
You walk into restaurants, you walk into hotels, people just start chanting it.
If I go in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You see, I go to these highfalutin parties in New York sometimes, and, you know, these media guys who I've known all my life, but, you know, they don't want to associate with me.
Mm-hmm.
So all they want to do is talk to my wife, because she's one of their people, but I'm not because I do this trashy talk show according to them. So what I do is I go into the kitchen and everybody loves me in there.
Yeah.
You said that Donald Trump actually used to pitch ideas to you.
Yeah, way back in the day. Yeah, he didn't do paternity tests.
He came up with that now.
Years and years ago, I used to do this show called A Current Affair.
Remember?
Okay?
We remember.
And so what happened was it was right in the middle of his big divorce with Ivana, and he was, you know, seeing Marla Maples on the sly and all that kind of stuff. And he was on the front of the New York Post every single day.
Right.
We love to do stories about all that because A Current Affair did all that stuff.
If Current Affair was around now, he'd be all over it.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, every night.
You think it's Trump fatigue at this point?
I would hope so. I mean,
I'd hope so.
But the thing is, he's made it a cause of his to bash the media. And it doesn't matter what part of the media you're in, he just wants to make his people feel like everything is fake news.
Yeah. Right?
And so, you know, and guess what? I saw a poll the other day. 46% of the people think
media's fake news.
Fake news.
I mean, it is, though. A lot of it is. I mean, I can't speak for, like, some of the places that he's calling out, like CNN and Fox, but it is a lot of fake news out there.
Sure.
Especially with the internet.
Absolutely. And guess what? He's promoted some of that fake news.
Yeah, he just says things without doing any research at all sometimes.
Right, so Bannon goes out there with Breitbart and all that stuff and starts feeding all this internet stuff from people who you've never seen a pen or a pencil in their lives.
Now, are you mad that Donald Trump kind of like ran for president before you? Because you probably could have ran.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
President Povich.
No. No. First of all, I'd have to take a pay cut.
True.
That is true.
I'm not doing that. I got too many expenses.
Now, how hard is it for you to leave your judgment behind when you're on the show? Like, you see a white woman who identifies as a black woman and she's...
Can you imagine that?
...tender skin and all of that.
I thought she was nuts.
Right.
I mean, I told her, color is not skin deep. It's deeper than that. Right. I mean, it's... Woman's trying to be African American. She's from Germany. She's a white German woman. But by the way, more views than we've had on Facebook of any other guest.
Really?
Yeah. On the Mari YouTube channel, I got this guy. We call him the Sperminator.
The Sperminator.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
He has given his sperm to 24 different women, and he's got 29 babies out there.
Mm.
And he is in their lives. And we also bring on five of the women.
He's in all their lives, all the kids' lives?
He says he is.
Well, say given his sperm, do you mean had sex with them or donated his sperm?
Mostly in a cup.
Okay. Wow.
But sometimes the old-fashioned way.
Right.
Oh, so, that's hot.
Huh?
That's dope. So
and I was prepared to really just jump on this guy. I mean, what the heck are you... And he is a kind of an infectious personality, and I kind of liked him. I kinda, by the time the whole thing was over,
so you can see why he gets so much pussy then.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
And not only that, I guess because he teaches in college.
Mm. So what does he teach?
Biology.
Does he?
He's a college professor.
I don't know.
Wow.
What can I tell you? And so maybe these people think, well, maybe I'll get a smart kid out of this.
But don't you think that meeting all these different people has made you not be judgmental because
you go in
with some type of perception,
I'm not judgmental.
Preconceived notion, and then you meet them, and then you're like, oh.
Exactly. Some of it, you know, look, I always believe, even though, for instance, I do the paternity stories or I do the lie detector stories, I believe every single story is unique in its own way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's... You know, that's what I hang my hat on, and that's why I'm kind of excited with every one of these stories. I don't get bored.
Right.
I don't.
Because sometimes with the women...
You still get surprised?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm still waiting for that big story to happen that's happened once where the woman accuses the guy of being the father of her twins.
Yeah.
And he's the father of one, but not the other.
Yeah. Whatever happened with that?
She's got
still haven't found out the second daddy.
Got you. Now, you've been doing Mari's show for 20 years now.
Yeah.
I remember about 4 years ago, maybe five, I was talking to some NBC execs, and they was like, yeah, Mari's got about 3 more years.
Oh, yeah, right.
And he's going to hang it up.
I was scheduled for assisted living 2 years ago. And these guys at NBC keep selling my show. And so...
The show is still number one.
Yeah, it's got, believe it or not, this is why you know about research.
You do all your
radio research.
Absolutely.
And all this rating stuff. It drives them crazy with my show because the older I get, the younger my audience. Mm. And so nobody can figure that out. I can figure it out because the themes that I use, like the paternity test and the lie detector test and how to control kids, it's drama, man. It's all the great Shakespearean themes. It's lust and betrayal and all these classic themes that everybody wants to know about.
All right, we have more with Mari. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Mari Povich in the building. Now, Mari, how accurate are the lie detector tests that you guys take? I see Rick Pitino said he just took one.
Rick Pitino. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
How accurate is it?
Well, it's not as accurate as the paternity test.
Right.
Okay.
It's not 99.99999.
But it's over 90%. I'll put it to you that way.
Yeah, but you could be nervous and fail one of those, though. Like, you could be telling the truth and be nervous and sweating.
My boy Ralph, you know, Ralph Barbieri is the guy who comes on my show because he does the administering the lie detector test. He says, look, I give this test 3 different times. I don't just do it one time. Mm-hmm. I do it 3 times. And being nervous doesn't affect the test.
Some people know how to beat the test, though, they say.
Really?
That's what I've heard. I know people who said they lied.
Right.
And then took the test, and it said that they were telling the truth.
The only thing I think what happens is these guys who are cheating on their significant others, I think they come on the show, and then they find out that they've lied. They know they're going to fail the test.
Mm-hmm.
They think that they can start all over again with the girl.
Mm.
That's what they think, even though the girl will take them back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you say to somebody who says, oh, this woman came on, she's done 12 paternity tests, still hasn't found the father,
right.
She's a hoe?
I think that woman is brave.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's courageous because she has to suck up her embarrassment and her humiliation because all she wants to do is find a father for that child that she has to raise herself.
She should have f***ed up that sperm, then she wouldn't have got pregnant.
Oh, right.
Charlamagne.
Now, you know, people say that sometimes that some of your guests, that you exploit them. How do you feel about critics that say that you exploit some of your guests?
This is what I say about them. Let's say it's a paternity test. Let's say a guy had not been in the life of these kids, and now all of a sudden he's shown to be the father, and there's a chance that he will get into the life of these kids. So you can say I exploit them all the time, but I know the chances for that child being successful are much better if there are two parents in his or her life. Definitely. So that's what I say, and I get it all the time from critics and media people. But you know something? It's the media people who say I'm exploiting it. People don't think that.
Yeah, but all media people exploit everything.
Well, of course.
Hey, that's what they do. That's what we do. We exploit everything.
Hey, what are we doing here?
Exactly.
What am I doing? We're exploiting Maury right now.
Yeah,
exactly.
With Harvey Weinstein
and I'm
stories.
Exploiting you because I want to be heard by all those people out there who watch my show.
You know, it's so funny. Like it's like the Harvey Weinstein story will come out and everybody will talk about, you know, the people who are accusing him of these things, and they'll act so concerned. You're just exploiting their story.
Exactly.
Exploiting their pain. That's
exactly.
All you're doing.
Sell more papers.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
How come you've never done, like, a Maury movie?
You know, the only movie I ever did, believe it or not, Tyler Perry called me up.
Madea's big happy family.
Exactly.
So Madea has me. I mean, he's playing Madea, and he has me on the show because somebody is doubting whether Madea is... the other guy is the father of Medea's child, right? Mm-hmm. He's got this studio in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think you're in the middle of Hollywood. I mean, it is the most amazing studio. And he has rebuilt to the exact feeling of my set.
Really?
The entire set. Because she comes on, I read the result. It's the wrong result. And Madea runs off the stage, goes to the couch in the back, falls down, starts going crazy. Like, he's been watching my show for years. and the greatest thing about it was, Tyler says, it's scheduled for like a half a day shoot. And I'm going, oh, God almighty, you know, 8 hours, stuff like that. Oh, God, how many times are they going to do it? He is so good. He did it one time. That's it. Goodbye. Wrap. See you, Maury. Thank you.
Wow. He was on Black Kids too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
But
yeah.
I mean like a Maury movie, like a movie where...
About your life.
Or
about
maybe my life, not even that, but maybe even
movie.
Like a fun fictional movie, like a couple goes on Maury. Just
oh,
like
really?
I'm sure somebody's pitched a movie.
Okay.
Idea.
What about a comedy where you're the father? That would be hilarious.
Yeah, that's great, Char. Yeah. That's just true. I always tell people, you know, I'm the father of some, but not many.
Now, you're on Maury's social sit-down.
Yeah.
Are you doing that show because you want people to start, like, taking you more serious?
No, it's me. It's the way I can, the way you all do it with Facebook and YouTube and things like that. They are unique segments, not on my show. And for all those people who do everything on their devices, they can get this kind of new, unique segments only on YouTube.
Your younger fan base.
Yeah.
That you have.
Of course.
You listen to so many stories every day.
Right.
I'm sure some things really still stay with you and stay in your head. How do you manage to clear your head? Just people going through certain struggles?
Well, I inquire about them, and we have a connection. All the producers keep in touch with every single guest that they produce. And so, therefore, if there is a problem, for instance, if I say, look, we're going to set up counseling for you back home, I make sure that the producers follow up on that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And by the way, I also get a lot of return guests.
Right.
I mean, you know, first they're on. Here's the classic, okay? The guy accuses the woman of cheating on him and that he's not the father of the baby. Comes on. I do the whole thing. I do a lie detector test and a paternity test. She hasn't cheated on him. He is the father. And then... guess what? 6 months later, she has figured it out. It was he who was cheating all the time. I'm coming back on the show because I want him to take the lie detector test.
Wow.
And of course, he fails.
Right. Sheesh.
So we do a lot of that.
Is there anything you stray away from, like certain topics?
I don't do religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do politics. I don't mess with that. I mean, there's enough channels for that kind of stuff. I don't think I need it.
You'll do that on the social sit-down,
yeah,
right?
I'll do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'll do all that.
What do you think of the state of the American government right now? Because you've seen a lot of different administrations.
I think it's absolutely paralyzed. I think it's just the worst. I grew up in Washington, D.C., so I'm kind of a local kid, and I've been around government most of my life. And I remembered when everybody said, okay, I want this. Another guy would say, I want that. And then they'd sit down, they'd have a drink, and they'd meet in the middle, and something would get done.
Mm-hmm.
No more. Mm-hmm. That's it's the worst.
It's more of a dictatorship.
Which, by the way, is the reason Donald Trump is president.
Correct.
Is because of the absolute frustration of the American people that nothing gets done.
Do you regret voting for Trump?
I didn't vote for him. I ain't telling you who I voted for, but I voted.
All right, we have more with Maury. When we come back, here's Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. We got Maury Povich in the building. Now, this is your 20th season.
Yeah.
You got nominated for an Emmy, too. Congratulations.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
I mean, come on. Outstanding talk show. Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, in fact, they had this big event in L.A., you know, the ceremony, and they said, you want to go? I said, no, I'm not going. I said, why? He said, because if I go anywhere where I'm nominated for something, we never win. You guys go, have a good time. So we didn't win. I did that one time years and years ago. Mm-hmm. I had a production company, and I produced a short documentary after 9/11, mm-hmm. on a police officer in New York and a brother fire officer, both died in 9/11.
Wow.
It's called Twin Towers, and it was nominated for an Academy Award.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who directed it and produced it for me, a fellow named Rob Port, he says, we'll go to the Oscars. I said, I'm not going to the Oscars. He says, why? He says, because if I go, I know you won't win. So I didn't go. And they won.
Wow.
We won the Oscar. And so ever since then, I said, I ain't going to any award ceremonies. I don't believe in that.
It seemed like you'd be nominated every year for Outstanding Talk Show, though. 20 years with the numbers y'all
do. You know, I want to tell you something.
Mm.
The people who run those things, the Emmys and things, they look on my show, you know, less than.
They look down on your show.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Does that bother you?
No. Years and years ago, when I was doing A Current Affair, and Rupert Murdoch, he was the head of Fox.
Was.
He is. Yeah. Yeah, still is, kind of. His sons are now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look, we're not in this to win awards. We're in this to win viewers. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I look on it.
Absolutely.
Word.
What do you think about all these allegations now against all these high-powered producers in Hollywood?
Well,
are these stories you've heard about for years?
You know, I knew Harvey was a tough guy to deal with. I didn't know anything about his relationships with women, but I knew he had the reputation of being a screamer and mm-hmm. stuff like that. You know, I'm not surprised, because there was a culture out there, especially when I was younger, when, you know, if a woman wanted to get a job in a certain entertainment position or a news position, hey, wait till the news people come out.
Joe Riley. Couch.
Oh, boy.
Casting couch, baby.
Oh, baby.
They've
Don't think
listened.
That casting couch wasn't in the news business.
They've already been talking about Bill O'Reilly and all sure. the settlements that he had.
Yeah.
This is going to get nasty for people.
You got anything you want to tell us more before
nope.
we hear it on TV?
I got nothing. By the way, it did. I'm telling you right now, I started thinking about it, you know, way back. And I said,
I'm so happy.
I think I'm in the clear.
I think she slept with me for the right reason. I think I slept with her for the right reason.
I didn't
tell her I'd give her a job.
But I'm telling you, everybody in our business, they began to think about it. Didn't you think about it?
No. I've never been in that kind of position of power.
Might have been on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? No, that is true. I've been put in compromising positions.
And you see a lot of men are coming forward and saying that they, too, have been sexually harassed and assaulted.
Right.
No, has anything ever happened to you? You ever feel like anybody put you in a
How you been on the air all these years, Maury? How'd you get this show?
No. I think I'm in the clear there. I really am. I was never in the hiring position.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was always the guy wanting to be hired.
Mm-hmm.
So I was never in the hiring position.
What do you think should happen to Harvey Weinstein now?
Oh, I think it's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's toast. I mean, I think... and I don't think the company will survive. I really don't. I think they'll sell off it piecemeal. The television division will be sold off. The movies, the library will be sold. All that stuff. It'll be gone within a year.
Yeah, I think it's a wrap.
Yeah, I think it's gone.
Yeah, I think it's a wrap. I still don't feel like they're going at him the way they went at like a Bill Cosby either, though. Like, I don't feel like he's being crucified.
There are about five cases out there, and apparently the investigators in New York are looking at it.
Yeah.
People in L.A. are looking at it.
I think it was pretty new allegations, like, everything has, and you know what? Women have spoken out about Bill Cosby in the past. They've spoken about Harvey Weinstein in the past. People didn't take it seriously at first, and now we're starting to take those things more seriously.
Like, what do you think about this Me Too thing? What do you think about
the hashtag?
That? Yeah, the hashtag Me Too.
I think that a lot of women have been put in situations where they feel like they've been compromised. They feel like it's intimidating. It's intimidating when somebody in a position of power does something to you, and you feel like if you speak about it, you could get blackballed, you might never get a job again, people won't believe you, and it did happen to a lot of different women. So I think it's great that people feel like they can express themselves and have that voice and put those stories out there. So I do think it's a positive thing.
And the difference between Harvey and Bill is celebrity, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, if Harvey had been a celebrity that people actually knew, they'd be all over him, roasting him. Yeah. The jokes aren't as good when you don't really know the person.
I talked to my wife about it because, you know, she was there back in the day, mm-hmm. when she was coming up in the news.
Harvey sexually assaulted Connie,
no,
too?
No, no.
Yeah, she's...
No, but I asked her about her experiences. And she says, I'm putting everything in the book. I said, okay.
Really?
Yeah, she's had experience.
I said,
wow.
But knowing my wife, she got around it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? You're not that good looking.
Right.
I don't want to be around. I mean, she was one of the boys. I mean, she would just throw it back at you.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is how you handle it, but it's unfortunate that it does happen. But I do feel like guys will sometimes just put it out there and see if how you react to it, and it's, you know, but then there's those worst situations when you're trying to get on and you're getting promised things and you end up in a hotel room or alone with somebody.
Yeah.
And then someone
the worst thing about the Weinstein thing was the honeypot thing.
What's the honeypot?
What's the honeypot?
You don't know about the honey?
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
So, okay, we're going to talk about a script. Come to my hotel room,
mm-hmm.
with my assistant, a woman. The assistant goes up there and then she leaves.
Mm.
So now the woman is alone with Harvey.
Right.
In other words, she wouldn't have gone up.
If she would have been alone,
right.
to begin with. And then now you feel like, how am I going to explain being pot. Alone in the
Why they call it the honeypot? Oh, because it's a sticky situation.
No, it's sweet. You're going to, you know, here, this is very interesting. We got this situation here with a script. We have a woman assistant with you, right?
Oh.
Okay. Then the assistant leaves you by yourself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's premeditated sexual assault. He got to go to jail. That's crazy.
And what about the assistant? Because clearly they know.
Well, there's, you know, that it's all out there.
It'll all come out. Well, we appreciate you for joining us. And you know you're invited up here.
Thanks
anytime.
So much.
Mari season 20 starts now.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
thank
boy.
You. Mari!
Angela, nice. Mari!
How much time you got left? Just the last year? You going to bow out at 20?
You said how much time you got
Hell
left?
Hell like, no. Not away. While he's on top.
He got time.
Depends on how much that boat costs.
There you go. Well, it's Mari. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Issa Rae.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Issa Rae is featured in Vogue magazine's Sad Hot Girl series, and that series talks about the world of intimacy and friendship from the point of view of different artists and writers. And Issa Rae talks in particular about going out and all the excuses that she'll come up with so she doesn't have to go to the club.
I gotta get up early tomorrow. Oh, I think I'm getting sick. No, I know I was sick already, but you know my immune system is whack. That place, I heard it smell like it's a gas leak in there. So, you know, it's not safe. It probably got asbestos. I heard Mercury is in retrograde. I don't know what it means, but everybody's talking about it, so it can't be good. Remember our homegirl, Tishon? She broke her leg there, and she, like, has a lawsuit. Have fun, though. Tell everybody I say, hey, I'm there in spirit.
Drop on the clues bomb for Issa Rae. She thinks she me. Okay.
That first excuse is my main one.
Which
I'm
one?
Tired. I got to get up early.
Tired.
By the way, last night I had real excuses, though, because I was like, look, man, how do we know that ain't no copycats from yesterday's terrorist attack? And then I was like, are the bodies still on the ground? I don't feel comfortable going in the city with all those people dead yesterday.
And you still went, though.
I did still go.
Yeah.
Right.
I stayed there for an hour. And then I left. And everybody asked me why I was leaving. I said, because I'm tired. I just told the truth.
Issa Rae also talks about a night that she did go out with one of her friends that likes to go out. And here's what happened.
So we get to the club and there is nobody there. My first thought is, this is great because I did my part. I showed up. Just when I'm about to like work up the nerve to be like, let's get the out of here. It starts pouring raining and now we can't leave. So we sit there watching the rain pour for an hour, just like chilling at this empty ass club. She still had the nerve to be like, but you know, at least we're out the house, right?
You got to leave those kind of people. Listen, everybody I came with the exception of my wife, I left in the club last night. I can't keep up with you young folks. Salute to Paige, salute to Six, y'all stay here.
Well, she couldn't leave. It was pouring raining.
Oh, I ain't even see Lala last night.
You got there too early.
Hey, man.
All right, now.
You got what time?
The night didn't end there. Here's what else Issa Rae had to say.
And she was like, I know these guys. Their house is always popping. Like, there's always something going on. Y'all not even ready. And when we get there, they're just sitting there watching episodes of Fresh Prince, like just reruns. So we're stuck there because you can't just show up to somebody's house and then leave because that's rude. And so she's like, at least we have a funny story, right?
You got to give it an hour. One hour. It's just an hour. All you need is a solid hour. It's extremely long.
Especially when you can do 30 minutes if you got kids. You can do 30 minutes if you got kids.
Listen, man, the club makes my anxiety worse. All right.
I think all my friends understand that I don't really like going out if I don't have to. Because
really?
I have to go out so much. Whenever you see me out, it's for a reason. You used to stay out, though.
You changed a lot. But you before, you used to be out all the time.
I like to go out to things like go have dinner. Go to go have drinks at my... I don't like going to the club, unless I'm working. And then when I do go out, I have a good time.
I hate the club. You want to give me... Tell me you're doing something at the house. The house excites me more than the club.
Because when I go out and everything, but I make sure that when I do go out, I have a good time. Because why go out and be miserable?
The house.
I don't like when people be sitting there looking mad.
We doing something at the house.
The house. You know why? Because you ain't got to drive home. You could just go upstairs and go to sleep.
F the club, the house.
All right, now Azealia Disgusting. Banks has some things to say about Cardi B. Cardi, I don't know why everybody keeps coming at her. She's minding her business, not bothering anybody.
I thought Azealia liked Cardi B.
But here's what Azealia Banks had to say.
Get me wrong, I'm very entertained by Cardi B. And I really like Bodak Yellow. That's a really good song. But you are not that girl. You're like, you know, this like female rap thing, it's like a lineage. It's a real fire that burns in a soul. You don't have that fire. I'm very happy for your success. And I love your come up. But this like woman's expression, this black woman's expression, you don't have it, Cardi. And you won't get it because it's not you.
But Cardi's not trying to be a black woman. Cardi is a proud, whatever she
Puerto
is.
Rican,
is she?
Dominican.
I thought she was Trini. He also half.
She's Trini.
Yeah, I thought she was, no?
I don't know.
But whatever she is, she speaks the language. Gasolina, okay? Right? She's proud of whatever that is she is. She's a woman of color. Like,
all right, well, here is what Cardi B had to say about her grind.
Before Love & Hip Hop, right, I already had about $80,000 saved up. I was really going to open a salon with $80,000. I was going to open mad stores. And you know what I did? I invested it in my dream.
And there you go. And here's what else she had to say about her dream and the money that she spent on herself.
There was this song called Give Me Money. When I first did that record, I was playing around. And my manager thought that like that record was very commercial. And for my own money, I paid $60,000 so they could, you know, try to play it on the radio, on the on mix shows. And it still didn't went nowhere.
All right. By the way, her dad is Dominican and her mother is Trini.
Okay.
All right. Now, by the way, just to put everything in perspective, Azealia Banks also has some issues with Charlamagne. And here's what she had to say about Charlamagne.
It looks bad. And it looks bad on female rappers. It looks bad on black women. Charlamagne should be ashamed of himself for egging it on. Like...
She's talking about women rappers beefing with each other, and you egging on a Nicki Minaj and Remy Martin.
First of all, I never egged on a Nicki Minaj, Remy beefing. I hate how they try to separate the genders. Hip hop is competitive. We put all rappers against each other. Period. If Kendrick Lamar and Drake get on a record this morning, we're going to start comparing each other's verses. Okay? If Kendrick comes out with a record going at Drake, we're going to be like, oh, is he coming at Drake? Is Drake going to respond? Like, we do that with everybody. That's hip hop.
Well, Azealia has a problem with you.
Well, I love Azealia Banks. Drop on a clues bomb for Azealia Banks. I know a lot of people don't like Azealia Banks, but I've actually had a lot of conversations with Azealia Banks, and I think that she a little crazy, but she's.
Don't you egg this on.
Indeed, crazy.
Right. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
And I can't. Every time I say something, it just goes back.
Now, what you egging on in Donkey today now?
I really don't even know.
Don't do it.
Who am I giving? Oh, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
All right, we'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the shade.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 1st, goes to White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Listen here, Earthlings. If this administration, led by our celebrity in chief, Dote 45, couldn't possibly get us all killed, then I promise you they would be the greatest comedy team since the cast of the Chappelle Show. Okay, the level of comedy that comes out of this administration is the best thing going in the entertainment industry today, and it's not even close. That's why I feel like any scripted show that has to do with the president simply can't compete. Scandal, House of Cards, Veep, all of them might as well tap out and bow out gracefully, because nothing is more entertaining than Dote 45's White House. Now, yesterday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was at a press briefing, and she was speaking to reporters about White House Chief of Staff John Kelly's comments about Confederate General Robert E. Lee Sanders. Now, Sarah Huckabee, or Robert E. Lee. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders was reading from notes, and she made the statement that all of our leaders have had flaws, which is a fact. And then Sarah Huckabee Sanders went on to read off some of our former leaders. Now, keep in mind, she was reading off notes. I don't know if she had notes when she started listing former leaders, but let's hear what happened.
Look, all of our leaders have flaws. Washington, Jefferson, JFK, Roosevelt, Kennedy.
Okay. She said Washington as in George, Jefferson as in Thomas, JFK as in John F. Kennedy, Roosevelt as in Theodore, and Kennedy as in John F. Kennedy. Yes, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, JFK and John F. Kennedy are the same person. Let me explain this in a way the hood can understand, okay?
Okay.
Well, first of all, just play the little isolated clip one more time. Play it.
JFK, Roosevelt, Kennedy.
Yes. Now, let me explain this in a way the hood can understand.
Okay.
Imagine if someone asked you to name your favorite rappers of all time. Okay, and I'll use my list. Angela, ask me who my favorite rappers are.
Charlamagne, who's your favorite rappers of all time?
Well, I'm glad you asked. That would be Ghostface Killah, mm-hmm. Scarface, mm-hmm. Jay-Z, mm-hmm. Killer Mike, mm-hmm. Jeezy, mm-hmm. T.I., mm-hmm. Nas, and Hov. Did you see what I just did there?
I seen what you did.
Jay-Z and Hov are the same person. Okay? Envy, ask me who my favorite NBA players of all time are.
Who are your favorite NBA players of all time?
My favorite NBA players of all time are Shaquille O'Neal, mm-hmm. A.I., mm-hmm. Michael Jordan, Draymond Green, and Allen Iverson. Mm. Did you see what I just did there?
Yes. I caught it.
Allen Iverson and AI are the same person. Okay, let me hear Sarah Huckabee Sanders again, please, the whole thing.
Look, all of our leaders have flaws. Washington, Jefferson, JFK, Roosevelt, Kennedy.
Now, they say she was reading from her notes. Did Veronica Corningstone write those notes? Does anybody remember who Veronica Corningstone is? Huh? Nobody. I'm the only person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, let me tell you some things you may not know. Notorious B.I.G. and Biggie Smalls, same person. Magic Johnson, Irvin Johnson, same person.
Mm-hmm.
Henny and Hennessy, same cognac. Target and Tajay, same store. Walmart and Wally World, same store. McDonald's and Mickey D's, same fast food restaurant. Whole Foods and Whole Paycheck, same high-priced grocery store, okay? Blowing cocaine, same drug, but for some reason I feel like you know that already. The moral of the story is this, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. JFK is the initials of the 35th president of the United States of America, John F. Kennedy. JFK is also an airport, okay, named after the 35th president of the United States of America, John F. Kennedy Airport. Now, it has been a lot of Kennedys. As far as I know, only one has been president, and that one is JFK or John F. Kennedy. They are the same thing. Is that understood, class?
Maybe she meant like a president or something else.
Sarah, is that understood, Sarah Sanders? Okay? Let me tell you something else you may not know.
Mm-mm.
Jackass, ass, mule, blockhead, dunce, imbecile, nitwit, numbskull, fool. Sarah Sanders, those are all synonyms for donkey. And that's exactly what she is. Please give Sarah Huckabee Sanders the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Charla. See to God. And Thickums.
Oh, there you go.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. What, you got some more for yourself?
I'm just saying, you know, you can throw a little chocolate thighs in there. You know what I'm saying?
Chocolate,
if you
thunder,
want to.
Whatever,
you know
what else
you
going
to It's okay, you know what I mean?
Cupcake, remember?
There you go. Chocolate cupcake is cool. Hostess.
Hostess. All right. Up next, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her right now.
Or you could call Angela.
Or Angela.
True.
I can't think any more for you.
Yeah, that's it. Angela Yee.
That's it. All right. Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hey, Dez, what's your question for Yee?
Oh, I'm really on the phone. All right, Yee. Hello, Yee?
Yes.
All right. So I was talking to this female we've been talking for about 8 months. It's a tricky situation because I got caught. I don't call it cheating, but I got caught cheating. She told me to stop talking to my ex. So I stopped talking to her for a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nothing off the wall. Like, we didn't get caught seeing each other, FaceTiming each other, none of that. She just told me to stop talking to her. But it's like, I just want to know, should I still try or should I just leave her alone? Because when we were together, she made it seem like, I don't know, she made it seem like it was too good to be true. So I wonder, like,
what do you mean she made it seem like it? So you liked her a lot and everything was perfect, but then you couldn't keep your part of the bargain up.
Right. Basically, but I don't know. Yeah, basically.
But what?
But I just want to know, should I keep trying or should I give up or should I, like, we still communicate. But I don't want to know, like, should I just stop altogether?
Doesn't seem like you're making that much effort. All you're doing is communicating, right?
I mean, I'm making effort.
What's the effort? What's the effort that you're making?
All right. I sent her flowers. I still send her random good morning texts. I feel like we talk on a daily. I still make sure she's okay. I still make sure she don't need anything. It's my sister friend. They in college. They go to school. So it's like, I just left down there for their homecoming weekend. It's just real stuff I'm showing her to make her know that I'm still trying and I still
but
care.
But, Dez, are you ready to be in a committed relationship or you just miss being around her? Because it seems like you still want to communicate with your ex.
I am ready to be in a committed relationship, but it's like, how can I show her that?
Well, first of all, when somebody betrays your trust, it takes a long time to get that trust back. So that means that you have to be patient and understanding.
Okay.
And have you asked her out? Have you guys had some FaceTime besides you just texting good morning?
I asked her out, but like, she always, like, if she's not working, she in class.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she's not in class, she's trying to get caught up on sleep or studying.
Okay, you need to try to get some FaceTime in because that's how things really end up working out. Y'all communicate via text. That ain't really nothing. Anybody could send a good morning text. You could be sending your ex good morning text every day, too. What you need to do is make plans. Show her that she's special. Spend some time with her and give her some time to be around you so she can see that she misses you. She can see that you're sorry. And own up to what you did that was wrong instead of saying, I mean, I didn't really. It wasn't no big deal. If it was a big deal to her, then it is a big deal.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And let her know things are different. You understand why she said what she said. You understand why she's upset. You were dishonest, and you own up to that.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Dez, good luck.
Okay, Charlamagne, man, you got a great book, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. New York Times bestseller out right now.
Why you talk so fast?
It's insane.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. What's your name?
It's Joey Jamal Smith. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, he gave his middle name and everything.
I know, right? What's your question for
Yee? Hey, Queen Yee, I got a question for you. I remember early this month, you had an intern that had a friend that had a body count of 80. I was talking about it.
Oh, that was Taylor's friend. Yes, one of her friends had sex with over 80
people.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, my birthday was yesterday, and I had turned 28.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. My birthday, my body count is zero. So my question is that embarrassing? Is that special? Or do girls still, do guys have body counts of zero?
So you're a virgin.
Yeah.
And you're saving yourself for what?
I think I'm just super old fashioned. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why I never just have it. I guess super old fashioned.
I think that's very sweet, and I think a lot of women would appreciate that because there's not too many guys that are 28 years old that we can say, okay, he hasn't been around the block, been through all of this stuff. I think that would be great.
All right. Well, that's all I was calling for.
So, and I do want to say you waited this long, so don't waste your virginity on a random fling.
No, I got you. Yeah, totally. I'm not going to waste it like that, just up and gone.
You should be really proud of yourself for that. Are you going to wait till you get married?
Probably, yeah, maybe marriage. I am Roman Catholic. I mean, if she the one, then probably a little early, but yeah, maybe marriage. We'll see. But I'm not going to just do, like you say, one night stand and just poof and that's it.
Right. You don't have any worries. You don't got to worry about having no STDs. You don't got to worry about some random kids out there. You're good to go. So save yourself and wait until you find a great person who you potentially think you'll be with for the rest of your life, so that you could do that. And I think anybody would be really happy to have you.
All right, Queenie. All right, Envy. All right, Uncle Charlie.
All right, bro.
Peace, brother.
All right.
Thanks. All right.
Well, that was nice.
800-585-1051. If you got a question for you, you could call her anytime. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, Master P. He was on with Tommy Lauren and find out some things that he had to say about Colin Kaepernick. Some people didn't like this interview.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nicki Minaj, a lot of people were trying to say that she didn't know that Cardi B was on the Motorsport song, and it was a whole big conspiracy, and they tricked her, and they had this whole entire story made up about what happened. Well, Nicki Minaj went on Twitter and said, I was on the song with Quavo. No one else was on it. He called and asked if I think we should put Barty on it. I said, okay, let's do it. The end. Migos weren't even on it yet, just Quavo. The conspiracy theories are just so tired. Relax. Breathe. Imagine me not knowing who on a song with me. Anything with my name on it gets approved by me. It can't even go on a streaming service without me hearing it and giving written approval. She then said, these are men in our culture who simply refuse to let it go. They don't do this to male MCs, but show Motorsport number one added on urban radio.
Well, she's replying to Joe Budden because Joe Budden had a conspiracy theory about the whole Motorsport record.
Yeah, she did her verse and then.
But
Cardi
somebody
came
did send
it.
Out an email because they sent it to me also saying that a whole entire theory about what happened. He probably got that email too.
Well, please believe, Nicki clears anything before it goes out with her name on it. She's that anal when it comes to her work, and she should be.
Right, and then Cardi B.
You love talking about anal. Why mention anal? You just randomly mentioned anal for no reason just now. What's up, Idris?
All right.
What's up? Chocolate Thunder.
Oh, okay, guys. I don't know if y'all think y'all are insulting each other here. All right, now, Cardi commented on the situation with Complex. She said people wouldn't be satisfied even if we was making out. And Nicki Minaj agreed with that, retweeted it, and said, very true, we could make out and it wouldn't be enough, I'm done. So, there you have it. All right, she did know about it, she approved it, no issues there.
I didn't even know that was an issue. I just heard Joe Budden's conspiracy theory.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of people posting about it, and there was an email that circulated around where they were trying to say, hey, behind-the-scenes information, Atlantic Records did something grimy, Nicki Minaj is upset, that's why she's not posting it. None of that is
true.
She
did post it, though.
Yeah, she did.
I can't believe everything.
All right, now Jay-Z is getting an award at the pre-Grammy Gala. He'll be presented with the Grammy Salute to Industry Icons Award.
Dropping a clues bomb for Hov.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the president and CEO of the Recording Academy said, we are absolutely thrilled and delighted to honor Jay-Z with this year's Grammy Salute to Industry Icons Award. His contributions as an industry trailblazer and music visionary only begin to touch on the tremendous impact he's made both in entertainment and beyond.
The greatest rapper of all time. If you don't think so, you're probably just hating. But, I mean, it's hard not to debate that he is.
Absolutely is.
Now, another icon, Master P. He was on with Tommy Lauren, and the two of them sat down and had some things to say. Now, Tommy Lauren, I guess, still feels the way about getting fired. Here's what she had to say.
Whether who's right or wrong is not my opinion. I can respect that he's truly believing something. He lost his job for what he believed in. He should still be in the NFL right now. Is he going to ever get back in the NFL? I don't think so.
Cap and I have something in common. We both lost our jobs over something that we believe in.
All right. And moving on, Master P says it's really not about race. Check it out.
It seems like, well, this is such a great country. I mean, yeah. You're making $19 million a year to throw a ball, and you're not happy with your country, and you're saying that flag doesn't represent you, and it oppresses you. I mean, that's for me. Well, that's where they lost me.
But things change. That's what you got to realize. It's not 40, 50 years ago. Like, me and you sitting down doing this interview together, things have changed. It's really not about black or white. People don't realize. It's about freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and just us being people.
It's also not about the flag oppressing you.
Oh, Master P, you're wrong about that one, sir. The more things have changed, the more they have stayed the same. It is very much about race in America in 2017. That's why you have members of the alt-right using their free speech to say Jews will not replace us, blacks will not replace us. Okay, it is very much about race.
All right, now, have you guys had a chance to listen to Chris Brown's album yet?
No.
Because, you know, it's 45 songs.
I haven't listened to it.
I've been on that. I've been on that Quavo and that 21 and that Big Crit.
All right, People saying it's dope, though.
Yeah, and Big Crit's album is really good. I started listening to that also. Mm-hmm. But Chris Brown posted digital copies are available October 31st. That was yesterday. And physical copies are November 3rd. So he said, we only have 3 days tracking after release for his debut on the Billboard 200, so no messing around. He wants you to buy it on iTunes, tweet the link, and screenshot of the receipt. And then he said, do not listen to the album on iTunes. It does nothing for his album sales or streams.
Really?
Yeah, he said, if you haven't purchased the album on iTunes, create a free Spotify or Apple Music account and get a 30-day trial.
What about Tidal, though?
Oh, he didn't say... He did say...
Tidal as well.
It's not on
Tidal's
here,
included in the streaming.
I'm going to listen to Chris Brown's album.
He didn't list Tidal.
I just don't know when I'm going to have a chance to listen to 45 Chris Brown records. That's a lot of time.
Just take a break in between. Take a road trip.
That's a lot of time.
A lot of music.
Day.
Clean the house.
It might not be road trip music. It might be slow songs. I don't know.
I like listening to slow songs on road trips, too, depending on what kind of mood I'm in.
Just a lot of music.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.